Men Who Win, full of God's purpose, power, and life. Now, here's Gary Chester.
As long as I'm in my bedroom, each night when I go home.
What is the secret to being sexually alive with exciting potential for deep, passionate intimacy?
Long I'm in my bedroom, each night when I go home.
Our culture so bombards us with sex, and with our male fascination for visual stimulation and our very often adolescent mindsets, hey, this can get very disconcerting. My guest is Dr. Doug Rosenau, Atlanta, Georgia sex therapist and the author of Celebration of Sex. Here is an excerpt from my recorded conversation with Dr. Doug. Not for young kids, incidentally. Doug, as we talk about a better sex life for a man, and we've discussed on the program various steps to sexual integrity, and now I want to get into a controversial subject of self-sex, masturbation. Where do you stand on that? You know, this is something that the church never addresses, and it seems like there's a lot of different opinions and a lot of confusion about this issue.
Yeah. Well, Gary, some of what I would do with masturbation is I would try to go to my model of working from the inside out, where I look more at attitude than I look just at behavior. Because if I just said it's always wrong or it's okay, what I fear, either of those answers might mislead someone. Because I can give examples where that single person says it just takes some of the edge off, and I'm very careful with fantasies, and I don't get into my own secret world, and I don't objectify. But I could also get you with guys that really has been the key to their addiction to sexuality, and it wasn't just the pornographic images, it was the self-sex and the self-pleasuring to the pornographic images that really created the addiction.
Mm-hmm.
So when guys come and ask me, what about masturbation, I always say to them, what does it mean to you? Like one of the guys that I asked recently, he said, oh, I just feel so guilty, I feel I've committed this such great evil. I'm happily married, and our sex life is pretty good, but it's like 11:30 at night, and I'm just not, you know, she's already been in bed for an hour or two, and I'm watching some program, and all of a sudden I'm feeling aroused, and he said, I just don't want to go wake her up, and so it's just easier to take care of it myself. And I said, you know, I think what your sin is not masturbation. I think it's laziness. Because I said, if you had the forethought to really woo and win and attend and emotionally connect with your wife about 9 o'clock, I have a feeling you would be making love pretty frequently.
Mm-hmm.
And so what I realize sometimes is that I have to get beyond the behavior to say, what does it mean to you? But you know, Gary, another thing I think is really important, that I think people need to think through what sex is all about. And people oftentimes ask me, why did God create sex? And I'll say, I think it's pretty simple. He wanted to give us a metaphor. He wanted to give us examples of loving relationships. So when it says,
yeah, that's powerful.
God created mankind in his own image, male and female created he them. He was realizing that somehow he wanted to give us the image of a daddy loving his daughter or his son. And so on the gender modality of sexuality, he just wanted some powerful intimacy. And then on the genital, erotic level of sexuality, with marriage, he creates an even, to me, an almost more powerful image of that deep level of what I would like with people and on a spiritual level. And then, so I feel like when I look at, like, masturbation, I have to ask the question, if it's just self-sex, if it isn't creating connection, could I pretty quickly start to violate some of what God created, the real motivation of sexuality and the real picture behind it?
Doug, I really want to thank you for taking time to share some really great insights with us, guys.
Men Who Win. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com.
Doug, we've covered a lot of ground here in this conversation, and I want to ask you, is there anything else that you would like to add? This guy is going down the road. He's been listening to us, and so anything that you would like to say to him, to this man who is saying, you know, I desire a better sex life?
I think sometimes and I know you do it on your program, but I think sometimes we just got to kick guys in the butt and really say, there's a big difference between thinking about it and doing it.
Yeah.
But here's what's exciting to me. I find every day countless examples of men who are tremendously courageous and have really made huge changes in the way they think, their attitudes on sexuality, and have learned to create intimate relationships. So I think one of my real encouragements would be, don't just listen, buy a book, listen to more of the program tomorrow, maybe get some counseling, open up a conversation with your good friend, and if you don't have one, find one. So I would just encourage guys, hey, you accomplished so much in your daily life. I'm proud of you. Work on the sexual part, too. You can make equal strides there as the way you have at your work or other facets of your life.
Doug, I want to thank you so very much for being with me on the show.
Boy, when you called me and asked me about this, I thought, gosh, this is my kind of man who's willing to tackle this kind of topic. So thanks so much.
Changing for me inside, took a long time, and now there's nothing for me to hide, and I like it. My guest, Dr. Doug Rosenau, certified sex therapist in Atlanta, the author of the book Celebration of Sex, his website, sexualwholeness.com.
Men Who Win with Gary Chester. To hear more, go to menwhowin.com. menwhowin.com.